So for the reading of the gospel tonight, you may remain seated, and I invite you to take your gospel lessons out and follow along. And again, if you as the congregation would join in reading the parts that are bold and underlined. So the gospel according to John, chapter 9. As Jesus walked along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, Jesus answered,
Neither this man nor his parents sinned. He was born blind so that God's works might be revealed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made mud with the saliva and spread the mud on the man's eyes, saying to him,
Go wash in the pool of Siloam,
which means sent. Then he went and washed and came back able to see. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar began to ask,
Is this not the man who used to sit and beg?
Some were saying,
It is he.
Others were saying,
No, but it is someone like him.
He kept saying,
I am the man.
But they kept asking him,
Then how were your eyes opened?
He answered,
The man called Jesus made mud, spread it on my eyes, and said to me, Go to Siloam and wash. Then I went and washed and received my sight.
They said to him,
Where is he?
He said,
I do not know.
They brought to the Pharisees the man who had formerly been blind. Now it was a Sabbath day when Jesus made the mud and opened his eyes. Then the Pharisees also began to ask him how he had received his sight. He said to them,
He put mud on my eyes, then I washed, and now I see.
Some of the Pharisees said,
This man is not from God, for he does not observe the Sabbath.
But others said,
How can a man who is a sinner
And they were divided. So they said again to the blind man,
What did you say about him? He
said,
He is a prophet.
The Jews did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they called the parents of the man who had received his sight. And they asked them,
Is this your son?
His parents answered,
We know that this is our son and that he was born blind, but we do not know how it is that now he sees, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him, he is of age, he will speak for himself.
His parents had said this because they were afraid of the Jews. For the Jews had already agreed that anyone who confessed Jesus to be the Messiah would be put out of the synagogue. Therefore, his parents said,
He is of age. Ask him.
So for the second time, they called the man who had been blind, and they said to him,
Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner.
He answered,
I do not know whether he is a sinner. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see.
They said to him,
What did you do? How did you open your eyes?
He answered them,
I have told you already, and you would not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples?
Then they reviled him, saying,
You are his disciple, but we are the disciples of Moses. We know that
The man answered,
Here is an astonishing thing. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but he does listen to one who worships him and obeys his will. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing.
They answered him,
You were born entirely in sins, and you are going to teach us.
And they drove him out. Jesus heard that they had driven him out, and when he found him, he said,
"Do you believe in the Son of Man?"
He answered,
"And who is he, sir? Tell me so that I may believe in him."
Jesus said to him,
"You have seen him, and the one speaking with you is he."
He said,
"Lord, I believe."
And he worshipped him. Jesus said,
"I came into the world for judgment, so that those who do not see may see, and those who do see may become blind."
Some of the Pharisees near him heard this and said to him,
"Surely you're not blind, are we?"
Jesus said to them,
"If you were blind, you would have no sin. But now that you say, 'We see,' your sin remains."
This is the gospel of the Lord.
I remember the day he was born. There was so much rejoicing. Our first child was a son. We felt so very blessed. Moments after he was born, my husband sang and danced and kissed me sweetly on the forehead. Indeed, we were blessed. It wasn't until several months later that I noticed something was not quite right. Our baby would smile when he heard our voices and would turn to us, but he didn't look at us. Most babies learn right away to look into a person's eyes. Our son did not do that. I finally got the courage to say something to my husband. He became rather indignant, wondering why in the world I would think our son had a problem with his eyes.
"Our son is perfect,"
he demanded. But then he did his own test. First with a toy, then with his face coming closer and closer, but not touching our son. Then with his hand. My husband's face became so intense, and he was bringing his hand so close to her son's face. I feared he might slap the baby. When I called to him, he was still. As he looked down at the floor, he said these words,
"Our child cannot see."
And he walked out of the house. He was gone for hours and hours. I knew he'd be hungry when he returned, so I kept the stew warm. It was dark by the time he came home. The baby was fast asleep for the night. When the light of the oil lamp hit my husband's face, I could tell he'd been crying. He sat down with me at the table and put his face in his hands.
"What did we do to be punished by God like this? What did we do?"
The world is cruel to those who have physical impairments or any noticeable differences. You're named a sinner, forsaken by God. There's no hiding your sin. We grieved for our son. For his life, that would be more difficult, not just because he cannot see, but even more so because of how people would see him. He would not be treated as a whole person. If God has shunned you, then why would people treat you any differently? It wasn't too long before word got out in the town. We quickly learned who our true friends were. They were the ones who came to the house right away, and still do. On his first birthday, we had a party. We invited our friends over and celebrated with music and food. We were watching our son dance to the music when he took his first steps. We clapped, we laughed and laughed. I laughed until I almost wept. I wept uncontrollably. I could not help but cry out, "How is he not God's beloved? How is he not God's perfection? This beautiful child, our beautiful child." I scooped him up into my arms. My husband surrounded us with his strong arms. It wasn't too long before our friends joined us in a big group hug. That was the day that I decided, even though the world may look at him differently, even though God may be punishing us, I will look at my son and see beauty. I look at him and I see love. I see hope. I see blessing. His vision was worse than I thought. He could at best make out only shadows. His life, however, was not to be pitied at all. He deserved so much more than that. His life was rich and full. His heart was huge. He had such joy. He was not able to work, but he was a great help around the house. We had fun in the kitchen, cooking, and he had a keen sense for music. He was smart, so smart. He had such amazing insights and good questions. As he grew older, I encouraged him to sit outside the temple so he could listen to the rabbis and learn more. When he came home, he would tell me what he heard, and we talked for hours. We had no other children. Although I wanted more children, a house full of them, my husband worried that things would be worse for the next child. He didn't know that I could hear him as he prayed for forgiveness for whatever he had done to bring this curse upon his child. At first, I cried and cried when I heard him pray like that. But then I began to wonder if this is really what God is like. Does God punish innocent children for the sins of their parents or grandparents? Did God even cause him to be born this way? Or did it just happen? I struggle with thinking about God being so cruel. And maybe my son was not cursed at all. I love him with my whole heart. He was such a blessing to me. These thoughts both comforted me and scared me. No one ever dared to ask such things. One day changed our lives completely. My dearest friend came to the house out of breath. "Your son, you must come to the temple square right now." I didn't even put on my sandals as we ran out the door together. I didn't know what to expect. A large group of people had gathered. I saw my husband at the edge of the crowd. His face was white as he stared at our son, who was surrounded by a group of men. There were rabbis and Pharisees there too. I couldn't hear exactly what they were saying, but the tone of their voices was tense. And our son was in the center of it. My husband looked at me and whispered breathlessly,
"He can see. He can see. Look at him. He can see."
How? I didn't know exactly. There was mud. There was spit. He washed in the pool of Siloam. But there was more. There was a man, Jesus, who healed him. I cannot explain what happened that day, but I know it is true. To God we give thanks and praise. My son was blind, and now he can see.